This week here at the Vatican, Pope Francis approved the publication of decrees recognizing the heroic virtues of 8 servants of God, including Ukrainian Archbishop Andrei Sheptytsky, who led his flock during the Second World War. In addition to Archbishop Sheptytsky, 7 other servants of God, an Italian bishop, 1 diocesan and 1 religious priest, and 4 women religious also saw their causes for canonization advanced. Church historian and priest of the Ukrainian Rite, Father Athanasius McVeigh, spoke with us about the significance of Archbishop Sheptytsky.
Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky was a very important church leader in Central and Eastern Europe in the first half of the 20th century. He came from a Polish aristocratic family of Ruthenian-Ukrainian origins, and in his youth he went back to his roots and went to serve the Ukrainian people who required a strong spiritual leadership. He entered the Basilian Order, whose mission was reform the oppressed and fallen down Ukrainian people in Austria-Hungary, which was the state that where Western Ukraine was part of at the time, and also to promote church unity. This is a pre-ecumenical age, so it's not in the ecumenical sense of today, but to promote unity and especially Catholicity, to spread the Catholic unity throughout the world, especially to those areas, the areas of where the Orthodox churches are prominent, and to foster unity and encourage the unity between Catholics and Orthodox.
And Metropolitan Sheptytsky reigned for many years. And can you tell us a little bit about the era in which he lived and why he was important at that time?
Well, he became the Metropolitan in 1900 and fulfilled that office until his death on the 1st of November 1944. So basically the first half of the 20th century. It was an era of great upheaval. He started off under what seemed to be a very stable atmosphere of when Europe was divided between various monarchies and empires. But it was a time of rising nationalism, and the component peoples of all the empires and also the different classes were becoming restless and demanding various rights and wanting to assert themselves in various ways. So he had to really seek to serve the flock that he was entrusted to, and so that they would not become alienated from the Catholic Church, that he would have to try and address these issues with justice and equity, but also with going beyond just simply justice and equity, with Christian charity, with Christian virtue, in order to make peace between these different groups. The First World War was the turning point, because in 1914, when the First World War broke out, all of these empires then were at war with one another, and the area of what is now Western Ukraine was completely devastated, was invaded several times by several armies, and Sheptytsky sort of had to pick up the pieces for his people and his church. When the Russians invaded in the fall of 1914, they immediately arrested him and deported him to Siberia, where he was held in a prison for religious dissidents at first for a couple of years, until through the unwavering interventions of the Holy See, the diplomatic overtures of Cardinal Gasparri and other papal representatives, he was moved to a less austere prison. And in those years, because of the very difficult conditions, his health really was affected. It affected him for the rest of his life, so that he eventually became confined to a wheelchair and was unable to walk.
He was also, of course, metropolitan and primate in Lviv during the years of the Second World War.
After the First World War, there was a civil war that broke out in Western Ukraine today, between Poles and Ukrainians, and eventually the stronger Polish armies won, and then on the other side, the Soviet armies triumphed, and so Ukraine was divided between the Soviet Union and Poland. And so those interwar years, Metropolitan Sheptytsky was within the Second Polish Republic. But the again, there was a partition of Poland by the Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union in 1939, and Szeptycki led his church the final years of his life. He led the church, and during those difficult years, first of Soviet occupation and of Nazi occupation, and then again, finally, just in the last year of his life, of Soviet occupation once again.
Why is Metropolitan Szeptycki on the path to canonization?
It's very true that often people look at someone as a world leader from a worldly point of view and say, because this person is very significant politically or as a philanthropist, which in fact Szeptycki was in many senses. He was a reluctant civic leader because this was just part of his job as a spiritual leader at that time in Austria-Hungary. In other nations where the church and state were not so separated, he had to take on leadership roles in society. And yet, as you say, It is the heroic virtues, the Christian virtues, which Pope Francis has officially recognized on behalf of the Universal Church. He, from his earliest years, this holiness and great spirituality was evident and recognized, and came to the attention of the Apostolic See and its representatives from a very early period in his episcopal governance. As soon as his first year, the nuncio immediately said, you know, already he has made such an impression. And you can see this in his correspondence, that when you put him up against other leaders, whether it's even church leaders, even some who are already beatified, even his fellow bishops who outlived him and were martyred by the communists, he didn't actually live to see that. But you compare his writings and correspondence to theirs, and you see first the gentlemanly virtues, and you know those virtues come from Catholic values to begin with, but also the prudence, the courtesy, and the kindness that he really tried to expect, and of course then heroically defending not only his flock but others in times of great necessity, in as much as he could, and in as much it was brought to his attention. Metropolitan Szeptycki, perhaps surprisingly, is better known in some Jewish circles than in some Catholic circles, because he was very instrumental. In fact, he personally saved many Jews during the Nazi occupation of what is now Western Ukraine, including the family of the head, the rabbi of Lviv, who Kurt Levin was the son of the head rabbi, who spent an entire lifetime, and it's sad that he hasn't seen this day and the upcoming beatification, whenever that the Holy Father decides, once the proper stages have occurred. Kurt Levin spent an entire lifetime promoting Metropolitan Szeptycki and what he did for the Jewish people as well.
Thank you, Father Athanasius.